What changes have you made to the TP52 since the last regatta?
Oh, we made a few changes to the appendages and the sails, and it's been good. You know, we're really pleased with the way the boat went yesterday. I think if we'd had those conditions in the last event, we would have been really struggling. So the back of the boat, we had a bad day. I certainly had a bit of a bad day, an off day yesterday. But in terms of how the boat was going, it was really positive.
So what have you changed the bulb? What was it, bulb and fin?
Just
no winglets?
Yeah, just no winglets. And,
so the same bulb, no winglets?
Yeah, yeah. Made a few small changes there, and to the bulb.
Okay. And the sails are just refinements, are they?
Yeah, just refinements. I think it's amazing what the guys can do.
Who's doing the sails for you?
Wangarai.
Oh, Wangarai. Okay.
Yeah, and he's great. And he also does the Matador sails as well.
Yeah.
And we've got a bit of a sort of program running with Matador. We're trying to whenever we can to do some testing and development. So that's worked out really well. They've been really good to work with. That's really, other than wanting to do some racing and hopefully do well, it's the process to go through that with Wan K and his guys and with Wan G, and really get that process and that relationship between the sailing team and the design team and everyone else working. That's been good for us.
Yeah, Wan did Percy's star sails on you as well.
That's right, and he did my fin sails.
Oh really? Okay. So there is all a bit of a sort of team there.
Yeah.
And how are you finding Grant's?
Grant's fantastic.
Did you have a sort of saying appointment?
I've been talking to Grant a little bit. We've met from time to time. I met him a little bit during the dog match, and we were just chatting about things, and then things just develop, but we get on really well. I think everyone gets on well with Grant. He's so experienced, and everyone's got so much respect for him in every area. It's great for us to have someone like that now. But when you're sitting down with him just talking about anything, it's rewarding in that you almost feel like you're back with a university professor.
Yeah.
And you're having these conversations, and each conversation you come away from, you think, shit, that's good, I'm learning a hell of a lot. It's great for us.
Well, that link, he's got 30 years experience in the Cup.
Yeah.
That's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And all, not just the management, the sailing, the design, in all those areas, he's got the experience, which is quite rare.
I mean, I know he's still CEO, and his role is slightly different from the role he had at Lingy, where he was still also in the design team. But I mean, is he kind of all powerful? I sort of get the impression it's him, Keith above him, then it's all umbrellas out. Is that kind of...
Yeah, and I think that's what we want as a team. Yeah. We want someone who, for sure he's going to have a say in the design team, in the sailing team, but also commercially as well, because that person needs to be able to apportion budgets and basically manage. It's no good having a commercial team that don't necessarily follow the same philosophy as the rest of the team. So that's critical, and that's the way Grant sees it as well. So we're sure he then puts it out to Wan on the design side, and myself and also Ian and the rest of the guys on the sailing team, and it's really just about letting people getting on with their areas and managing that.
And looking back at La Madeleine, what was your thoughts from there?
Frustration.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bad event for us.
But why was it a bad event?
Well, it was a bad event in that the event was bad itself, which didn't help. And we made a critical error at a critical time, which knocked us out of the event.
There seems to be a bit of communication problems going up and down the boat. Is that right?
Not really. I mean, the communication, we worked hard on our communication. I mean, to be sure, that was an issue in Auckland, and we actually improved on that a hell of a lot, and that was a real plus. We just had one of those ones in the race against Mascalzone where we made three mistakes in a row, and finally the third mistake in the chain, Mike Model almost lost his leg, poor bloke.
Hey, is he okay now?
Yeah, he's going to be fine, but it's actually a little bit more serious than we initially thought. It takes a bit of time, but I think he's going to be okay. He's
gonna,
4 weeks or so, he'll be should be back.
Oh, right, okay. So not as bad as lead then?
No.
What do you think the problem within the team was for that? Who was it?
I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint it, and that's the secret with big teams. You've got 17 guys, and we made one mistake, two mistakes, and a third mistake. And you're right, it's trying to, and of course, we've been analysing it an awful lot, trying to work out what went wrong. It's hard to pinpoint exactly, but it's all of us together. And it's something, unfortunately, as a team, it's we're starting to get a bit of a habit for it, and it's something we absolutely need to have cleared up moving forward.
Yeah, I've got a thought with Grant on board. You know, because I just sort of have. Yeah, you know, if you have 30 years in the company and you've been through, I don't know, 7 teams like he has, you must have got Andy Green. You know, you've had a decade of the league. You must have just got to walk in and say, this is wrong. You know.
Yeah, to a certain extent, and he was great. I mean, we were all really pissed off. I was certainly fuming, and we sat down, and it was great. He said, look, you know, you guys, you're all professional sailors, and you know as well as anyone that this isn't the first time this has happened, and we've got to sort out how we're going to improve, how we're going to get this better. And I'm sure that will happen.
Sure. And you've made some personnel changes for the TP for this regatta. Can you just tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, well, Juan Villa was great. I mean, we all really enjoyed sailing with him. He was fantastic.
That was a once only, was it?
Yeah, well, he was committed to, I think, Bourges for the Newport Bermuda race and some other races for the rest of the season. Yeah. But, no, I mean, we got a really good relationship going with him, especially he and Ian.
So he'll be back?
Yeah, I think we'll sail with him again. He was great. And then Bart is about to become a dad,
which
is very exciting. And so, we miss Bart a lot. He's certainly a bit quieter at the back of the boat now. But Stevie Erickson came in.
So he's sending us a boat.
Yeah, we needed to equalise the weight. No, but Steve's great as well. He's very experienced.
Oh, you obviously got this thing with BMW in Cowes.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's good. It's really, it could be really good. You know, we've been talking a lot about how we want to structure the event and the timing of the racing, you know, at the end of the day when hopefully most of the boats have got back to the dock.
Yeah.
And this around the island race and how we're going to put the event together. But both teams are really excited about it.
Is it going to be a week long? Or?
No, it's going to be 4 days of racing. So 3 days of match racing and 1 day around the island race.
Yeah.
We might have to switch around the island race depending on the forecast.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And you're obviously going back around the island this weekend?
Yep.
What are you saying?
Sailing on the Kerr 46 at Fair Dues.
Oh yeah, Fair Dues.
Yeah. Actually with Sparky, so that'll be good. It's, you know, obviously to do with JP Morgan and the Olympic support, so should go from one long distance race to another.